On a Monday, it's Bigger Pockets Daily. This is where we take the best articles from biggerpockets.com and read them, so you can keep learning about real estate while you go about your busy life. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Meet Rent App, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, Rent App uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. Rent App setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say Rent App is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. Rent App, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. How I use data analytics in real estate investing, or How I Failed My Way to Success, by Eric Fernwood. In 2004, I was living in New York City when I decided to start a new career. To identify potential business opportunities, I thought about some of the more frustrating experiences I'd had. I quickly narrowed the list to buying investment properties. The problem was that all real estate agents could do was send me MLS data sheets for the properties I selected. No analytics, processes, or services. I had to do everything myself. This was time-consuming, and I made frustrating mistakes that cost me time and money to correct later. So, there was a business opportunity. Now, I need to know where to create this business, not New York or New Jersey. So here's how I did my analysis. I started researching how retail store chains select locations for new stores. Based on my research, I determined the sequence of events necessary for success. Location, tenant pool segment, and property. My first decision was location. Of course, based on my research, I selected Las Vegas. So the next step was to determine the right tenant pool segment to target. And this step is crucial because the only way to have a reliable income is if you have reliable tenants who continuously occupy the property, of course. So a reliable tenant stays for many years, always pays the rent, and takes good care of the property. Based on my experience with rentals and what I learned from others, reliable tenants are the exception, not the norm. Because my clients and I plan to hold these properties for many years, we will need multiple reliable tenants throughout the hold time. So the best way to increase the chances of always having a reliable tenant is to purchase properties that attract people from a segment with a high concentration of reliable people. Therefore, My task was to find a tenant segment with a high concentration of reliable tenants. As an engineer at the time, I used the standard approach of analyzing data. I tried various paid and free data sets and wrote a lot of software. But I would be embarrassed to tell you how long I persisted. I finally decided that classic data analysis would not work. The fundamental problem is that humans do not behave algorithmically. So I ditched this approach. Thanks, humans. Next, I decided to mine historical rental data to understand past tenant behaviors. So I downloaded like 10 years of MLS rental history data and started over. I tried a whole bunch of things that failed. And then I plotted monthly rent versus length of stay. So the result showed a strong correlation between how long a tenant stays in the property and the amount of rent. This was the starting point I had been searching for. I investigated the segment of tenants who stayed over 5 years, converting the low and upper rent range of properties they occupied to approximate gross monthly income using monthly rent divided by 30% equals gross monthly wage. So I next interviewed property managers and cruised job boards to determine probable jobs based on gross monthly income. By doing this, I concluded that people earning below a certain wage tended to have lower skilled jobs, which made them vulnerable to layoffs during economic downturns. Therefore, I raised the lower income threshold above this wage. I next looked at the upper end income range and then determined that jobs above a certain wage were primarily administrative. These workers would also be laid off during economic downturns. So I went ahead and lowered the upper income threshold below this wage level. The result was a narrow wage rent range that I believed to have secure jobs due to the nature of their work. Each tenant segment has specific housing requirements and is unlikely to rent a property if it does not meet all their requirements. So, if you buy a property that matches the housing requirements of a specific tenant segment, most of the applicants will be from that segment. Creating a property profile. Let's dig into this. So to determine the characteristics of properties that would attract my target tenant segment, I used data analytics to determine what and where they rent today. From this, I created what I refer to as a property profile. A property profile is a physical description of the properties that this segment is currently renting. It has at least four elements. Location, the locations where significant percentages of the target segment are renting today. Property type, what types of properties are they renting today? Are they renting condos, high-rise, multifamily, single-family, etc.? Rent range, what the segment is willing and able to rent or pay. Configuration, 2 bedrooms, 3-car garage, large backyard, single story, 2 stories, all that stuff. I ran correlations between properties identified by the property profile and actual historical rental data, and I actually found a high correlation between the two. After so long, I thought I had what I needed. And then reality came crashing down. The sky fell, basically. So the issue was that numerous new listings entered the market daily, and the most desirable properties often went under contract within 2 to 3 days. This left us only 24 to 36 hours after a property was listed to identify it as a potential option, evaluate it, gather analytical information, and then submit an offer. Doing this process manually for hundreds of properties each day? Impossible. So, once again, I turned to data analytics. Let's take a look at our data mining engine. I've worked on data mining engines for investment property selection since 2007. All the algorithms I tried were similar to what Rentometer, Zillow, and Opendoor were using, which was not nearly good enough to make purchase decisions. Finally, around 2015, I discovered a very different methodology to find good properties. I'm still enhancing that software as we speak. Our data mining engine architecture is illustrated inside this article at biggerpockets.com that you can see. And after years of improvements, the engine can now find the small number of potential investment properties from among thousands in less than 5 minutes. However, data analytics can only go so far because software only deals with, you guessed it, data. And we're dealing with, you guessed it again, humans. I next put together a team and processes that took the output of the data mining engine and selected properties that matched individual clients' requirements. These properties are then rigorously evaluated by a team of human experts. Only if a property matches the client's requirements and passes evaluation by multiple team member humans do we send the client a property report containing the analytical information they need to make an informed decision. Pretty cool. Due to our software, processes, and humans, we can evaluate numerous properties in a single day and present our clients with actionable information on properties that match their individual profiles within that same day. Our clients feel our data analytics and processes are pretty effective, I think. Here are some final thoughts. All right, so data analytics and processes are the cornerstone of our business, for sure. Without data analytics, we couldn't find the properties needed to meet our clients' specific financial goals. Also, we could not evaluate properties fast enough to make offers before they were gone. That's a wrap. But wait, I've got a tip to share. Do you go to your search bar every time you're looking for that real estate investing checklist, spreadsheet, or another resource you need? Stop Googling and head to biggerpockets.com/find to get easy-to-understand market reports, step-by-step investing guides, and so many more free resources for aspiring real estate investors. Save time and get what you really need all in one place. Google's got enough traffic as it is. Give them a break. Visit biggerpockets.com/find. That's biggerpockets.com/find to access free, the key word there, investing resources from Bigger Pockets.